Yes, and I'm pleased to welcome my guest now, Miranda Robertson from the West Dorset Magazine. Good afternoon, Miranda.
Good afternoon, Andy.
And thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this, you've got the new issue just here. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But have you always worked in publishing?
Nearly always. I did go to drama school, but when I came back to Dorset, I got into newspapers, first working for the Dorchester Guardian, and then 4 months after that, I moved to the Dorset Echo, where I stayed for 10 years, then went to the Salisbury Journal, and then back to the Echo again. I kept going back, and then eventually went to the new Blackmore Vale, which was started after the pandemic. And it was after that we thought, let's launch a similar style news publication, news magazine for West Dorset, because we've never had one.
And it's a fair old size as well, isn't it?
It's
a lot
chunky.
Of pages. Yeah, how many pages is it?
96 pages this time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is.
So how, I imagine it's quite difficult to set up a new publication, you know, just how difficult was it?
Well, finding the content is absolutely easy. It's like falling off a log for Karen and I. We've been in journalism so long that stories just come to us. So the content bit, that's easy. Finding advertising to support it, because it's a free publication, and trying to support 20 to 25,000 copies print run and the distribution that goes with that, that was another matter. So we had to learn quite quick how to sell advertising and design advertising and sing the theme tune, literally do everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, straight away, I imagine it takes a few issues before you can get enough advertising as well to.
Well, we found it's taken approximately 3 years to get on an even keel. But, you know, print advertising, people think that they can advertise for free on Facebook and they can do this and that and the other. They can't quantify the response, whereas they can with us, and we've proved that over 3 years. I think it's quite difficult to see the benefit until you actually put your money where your mouth is, advertise, see if it works. And we're confident now that our advertisers are coming back month after month, so it does.
Mm. It's one of those things they say, can you afford not to advertise?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, we are the widest read publication in the area, simply because we thought, you know, it's go for it or not. Mm. You know, there's no point doing 5,000 copies. There's no point doing 5 pages. You've got to just include everything you can.
And when you first started, was it the same size publication, a little bit smaller at the beginning?
It was 72 pages when we first started, and I think we had 5 adverts. This is 96 pages, there's about 150 adverts in there.
Wow, you've come on a bit since.
Yes, we have a bit.
And even arranging the distribution must be quite tricky, is it?
That's extraordinary. It's a labour of love that my co-director's husband, bless his heart, does. He was working all last night and all today to get them to around 200 stockists. And that's a big, long journey. He's a little tired at the end.
A lot of weight as well, you know. All those,
yeah, he gets a big van.
Does it get delivered through people's letterboxes, or
no,
is it just
it
shops?
No, it doesn't. Although they're all to stock here, but we have a growing little grey army of people who take a few copies from Lidl and deliver it to all their neighbours. Mm. But it's up to them, you know. But it's a rather lovely thing that they do.
Yeah, and do you get a lot of feedback from readers?
We do. We get a lot of really lovely feedback. There's the odd person that has a grumble, but generally it's not anything awful, because we don't do the tragedy. We don't do the court and the police and all that. We do solid news, but we don't touch stuff that, you know,
a bit too touchy.
We want to uplift people if we can.
Well, it's a bit like how I feel here.
Yes.
And, you know, I avoid the, you know, the sad sort of stories and try and keep it a little bit upbeat. I mean, people have enough of all that stuff, don't
they?
Yeah. And you've just won an award. Tell us about that.
Well, we entered it last year, which was the National Newspaper Awards, For hyperlocal newspaper of the year. Sadly, we didn't win last year, though. You know, we should have.
Yeah, of course.
But we actually did win it this year, which is pretty amazing, considering we're only in our third year. To win a national award is brilliant. Our first year, we kind of won a national award by default when our cartoonist got runner-up to political cartoon of the year. And we were the only regional publication in the running for that, which was really lovely. And we've since won West Dorset Business of the Year overall and lots of different awards, but the hyperlocal newspaper of the year, that meant quite a bit professionally to us.
That's fantastic. Yeah, you've got a trophy or something, that's something to hang up on the wall.
It's a glass thing which is really hard to photograph, which is really annoying. So not only did we, all our photographs from the awards night make Karen and I look like Hinge and Bracket, but we couldn't even take a nice picture of the awards because it's glass.
There's an irony there somewhere, isn't there?
There is, isn't there? We want to show off, but we can't.
Oh, dear. Do you get a lot of, readers sending stuff in that they'd like to have printed? And
yes. I mean, What's On and Where's It To is our events guide. I think I should have said that in an accent, but hey-ho. I mean, we have so many events that we end up having to squash them all down to, like, one or two sentences. Yeah, and there's 100-something events every month in What's On. There's another load in Culture. There's more in Little Stories all through the book. It's just absolutely, we're besieged.
Can people write articles for you, or do you just like to keep that in-house?
They do write articles for us. In fact, I generally adopt a very light touch on most things that we're sent, because obviously it's a tone of voice that often belies what the event's about and the people behind it. So we do have a house style because we're so NewsQuest trained that we can't possibly diverge from that, but we allow people to have their voice very much, and we've got some really good columnists. They're all local people. For instance, Joe Belasco does our beachcombing and pagan columns, which are very quirky. She gets invited to all the WIs to talk. Kimberlyn writes a lot of things about Portland. If all the way through the book, there's all really solid West Dorset stuff. It's really, really enjoyable, actually, the varied voices in there.
And just how difficult is it to keep to the deadline? I mean, it must be an awful lot of work. Is it mainly the two of you? And
it's the two of us, and we have Dan, who he swoops in once a week, does a day where he clears the news to be done queue and puts it in ready. Then we've got Nick Horton, who he was chief sub at the Echo for 30 years, man and boy, and he does pretty much every day, does a few hours on it, laying it all out, doing the fun headlines we do. We like a good pun. And Karen and I just scrabble around doing everything else.
And so once one's gone to print, you're literally starting on the next one straight away.
Yeah, literally the same day. Yeah.
So what goodies have you got in this new issue?
Well, our lead feature, if you like, it was a bit of an odd one. It came in through the sports desk and we gave it to the work experience. I didn't realise, because I grew up here and I used to go to Bryant's Puddle Village Hall and watch them play skittles, and they would grasp the ball in both hands and fling themselves to the floor like Superman. And I didn't realise it was just peculiar to Dorset. It's called the Dorset Flop. So we've got our cartoon on that, and it's quite a funny thing where I put it on Facebook and all these skittlers gave us hilarious photographs of them swan diving to the ground, tales of their injuries and woe and their triumphs. It's really funny. And another story we've got is about the new Birds of Prey place at Verland's Farm. Do you know Verland's Farm at Swire? It's a lovely little family farm with a cafe and soft play and all sorts of animals to pet and feed. And the Birds of Prey people have moved from a place in Chard, and they've purpose-built this massive place with all these glorious birds. There's beautiful birds there.
Sounds lovely. Okay, and people can get their new issue now.
They can get it at all of our stockists. If they go to westdorsetmag.co.uk/stockists, you can find your nearest. They're in nearly every village and hamlet, somewhere. If it's in a telephone box or in a pub, it could be anywhere. So do check the website.
And can you come in and tell us what's going to be in the next one? It's all about a month's time.
I surely will.
Lovely. Oh, well, thanks for coming in today, Miranda. It's great.
Thanks for having me.